Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. Very excited about having our good friend Ken Grombach back on the show. Ken's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's already had his 14th anniversary with us. He's our resident demographer in the Brain Trust. He's the author of the outstanding book, The Age Curve, How to Profit from the Coming Demographic Storm. And he's our good friend, Ken Grombach. Welcome back.
Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Ken, I was just going off on one of my rants in the previous segment about Europe and how that in many ways America should look to at what's happening in Europe and see the potential for our own future to be like their future. There's some differences, and we're going to talk about that in a second, but haven't from a policy and a demographic standpoint, Europe has sailed right into the perfect storm, haven't they? The bills, the promises that they made from a social standpoint ran right into a shrinking, an upside down demographic situation, right? Tell the audience what I mean by that.
Well, I can give you what they've created is by not having children and literally not getting married, which is kind of the way their culture has gone in the last 30, 35 years. They had to suck their labor in from some, you know, their labor had to come from someplace else, and it came in from North Africa. And the North Africans are Muslim, and the EU is a Western, essentially Christian culture, and the two don't match. They don't mm-hmm. mix. It's like oil
they don't,
and water.
Different, they don't assimilate, do they?
Not at all. No, and not only that, the Muslims clearly have figured out the system, and you know, yes, a lot of them work, but on a contributing basis, it's a very different environment than the United States. So it's not what's going to happen in the EU is not only an economic issue, which doesn't look very good, but the cultural issue is far worse.
Yeah,
far worse. That's not going to happen here in the United States.
Right.
In fact, what I'm forecasting is going to happen, and I'll tell you this, just to add a little credibility to it. You know, I have a good friend, Nicholas Eberstadt, Dr. Nicholas Eberstadt, who is a PhD from Harvard and who also works for the State Department. We met about a month ago because we haven't met in a while, and we met in D.C. And just sat down and compared notes. And my conclusions are identical to his.
Wow.
Absolutely identical. Yeah, I was very – and he comes from academia. I come from the – what essentially is the demographic street.
Right. You're out there on where the rubber meets the road, aren't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
You got dirt under your fingernails, don't you?
I do, but in his defense, this is one of the most brilliant men that I have ever met. And we're very fortunate. I mean, and Hillary.
But what does he say?
Well, I said simply this is what's going to happen in the EU, and it's probably going to happen in the next, I'm going to say very, very soon, probably within the next 5 years, you're going to see people start to bail out of the EU.
No, there's no question about that.
It's going to be driven by women. Why would it be driven by women? Well, women in the culture that's coming in the Muslim culture, women are about the moral equivalent of a refrigerator. And Western mm-hmm. women in Europe are not going to buy into that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's going to be an exodus, but I think there is going to be a conflict. I think there is going to be a point where something's going to happen. Those are different issues though from economic issues And I think this perfect storm that they have over there, where they don't have enough of European people to as you say, as you told us, they don't haven't made enough babies. They don't have enough people to pay for all the retirees that who've retired too young and have become unproductive and are living off their socialistic checks.
That's a disaster.
It's a disaster. It's a perfect storm. And America is not there, but America could look like that in a few years if we don't make some changes.
Well, we have something going in our favor, and that's Generation Y, people born 1985
right.
to 2004.
And I want to talk about them, because there are some similarities in that generation to the young generation in Europe. And I'm going to ask Ken about that after these messages. I'm also going to ask him, who's going to buy my house in 20 years? Stay with us, 20 till. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.